Welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch. And today's episode is episode 101, and it's actually coming to you from my parents' garage. Went and hit the road this weekend for Memorial Day weekend, decided to go visit my parents, and the way my schedule was this week, I did not have a chance to pre-record. So, here I am on my iPhone 7 in a garage with not a lot of sound insulation, so if you happen to hear a truck or two driving by on the road, just disregard. I'm not being invaded in my home, this is just in a garage. But tonight's episode is being brought to you by the Bearded Detailer. Because it's Memorial Day weekend and I'm up bombing around the back roads of where I grew up by my parents' house here, I'm going to need some of the cleaning supplies that can be found at thebeardeddetailer.com. Optimum No Rinse, Optimum Power Clean, Optimum OptiSeal will definitely keep my car nice and clean and make it easier to clean when I do get home and decide to get all the mud off of the car. And you too can also buy these products at thebeardeddetailer.com on the swag store. Be sure when you put everything in your cart, you use the promo code TOH10, and that's going to get you 10% off your order. All the products that are available there are made in the good old US of A, actually down in Memphis, Tennessee. Optimum Polymer Technology is also Laminex Protective Films are from the United States as well. And, lots of good stuff. Be sure to pick up your Tri-Blend t-shirts. Tales of Honor Podcast and the Bearded Detailer t-shirts are on there, ready to go. 75% of the profits of anyone who uses that promo code will go toward the Medal of Honor Society. Bearded Detailer, where your dirt is his business. And now, a tale of honor. Joseph R. Ouellette was born on the 9th of May, 1930, in Lowell, Massachusetts, and enlisted in the U.S. Army. He had arrived in Korea with Company H, 9th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division, and it was his actions on the 31st of August and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of September, 1950, that would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, PFC Ouellette distinguished himself by conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in actions against the enemy in the Macquiao-Chang River salient. When an enemy assault cut off and surrounded his unit, he voluntarily made a reconnaissance of a nearby hill under intense enemy fire to locate friendly troop positions and obtain information of the enemy's strength and location. Finding that friendly troops were not on the hill, he worked his way back to his unit under heavy fire. Later, when an airdrop of water was made outside the perimeter, he again braved enemy fire in an attempt to retrieve water for his unit. Finding the dropped cans broken and devoid of water, he returned to his unit. His heroic attempt greatly increased his comrades' morale. When ammunition and grenades ran low, PFC Ouellette again slipped out of the perimeter to collect these from the enemy dead. After collecting grenades, he was attacked by an enemy soldier. He killed this enemy in hand-to-hand combat, gathered up the ammunition, and returned to his unit. When the enemy attacked on 3 September, they assaulted his position with grenades. On 6 occasions, PFC Ouellette leaped from his foxhole to escape exploding grenades. In doing so, he had to face enemy small arms fire. He continued his resistance despite a severe wound until he lost his life. The extraordinary heroism and intrepidity displayed by PFC Ouellette reflect the highest credit on himself and are in keeping with the esteemed traditions of the military service. A U.S. Army outpost in the demilitarized zone, Observation Post Ouellette, was named in his honor, as well as a bridge in his hometown of Lowell. Joseph R. Ouellette is buried in St. Joseph Cemetery in Chelmsford, Massachusetts. And that was a tale of honor. Thank you so much for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a nice review, a good rating, and tell a friend. You can see more information on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and at talesofhonorpodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them over to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.